Learning Through Art, the University of Windsor has started an artist-in-residence program to support contemporary Indigenous art. The artist will work with students from the law school and the creative arts department, as well as with the public. Barry Ace is the first artist-in-residence at the university. He will work on a collaborative project focused on the truth and reconciliation calls to action. Barry Ace is on the telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
What will this art installation be?
What I'm working on is a truth and reconciliation contemporary belt, wampum belt, that addresses the 94 calls to action that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada released in 2015.
What is the significance of a wampum belt? What is it, actually?
Wampum belts were Indigenous Anishinaabeg and Haudenosaunee contracts in terms of relationships to alliances, territory, hunting, fishing rights. So it's really contractual law.
And how does it connect to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report?
Well, I use the belt as one of the contracts between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples in terms of its relationship to the Truth and Reconciliation call. Call number 83 asks that collaborative art projects be done between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people to bring together an understanding of the history of the residential school. So that particular call, number 83, spawned this idea of working as a reconciliation or a reparative act in terms of history and the injustices that has been applied and then perpetrated against Aboriginal people as a result of the residential school.
Now, one of the things I find interesting about what you're doing over there at the university is that you have drawn on students both from the School of Creative Arts and from the Faculty of Law. Explain why.
Well, it's important because, in terms of the law students, they're not necessarily exposed to art. And it gives them an understanding of how to take very, very complex information and turn that into a visual narrative. For the art students as well, it's similar. It's taking those very complex government policy reports, and how do you turn that into a visual representation where you can explain it through art? So it's unique in that sense, and it brings them together, because also you have to remember that many of these brilliant young art students and brilliant young law students that are in university now will go on, and many will have encounters or work with Indigenous people. So, it'll be a milestone in terms of their academic training and creative process.
How are these students actually helping you to create this wampum belt?
Well, the wampum belt will have 54 panels on it, and and there's 94 calls, so some of the panels will have them doubled up. I use electronic components that simulate beadwork. So it's a combination of beads and capacitors that form Great Lakes floral motifs on black velvet panels. So each student will come into the process, and they have to surrender their rights to the piece. In other words, they will be signing a contract with me, and I will be paying them $1. And then they have no more interest in that process. So that's also sort of talking about the treaty process, the treaty-making process as well. And then what they will do is they will pick out a call to action, and they will write it out on vellum, and then it will be rolled up into a small scroll and attached to each of the panels, and which they will also be working on.
Are you working with a timeline here?
I'm working with a timeline till next Monday. I have several classes of 20 and 25 students coming in. And the beauty of the project is, even if the belt, for example, is not completed, in other words, let's say 30 or less of the 54 are done, the other panels will still have the floral motif on them, but they won't have the stem work on them, but they will have the calls to action attached to them. That also is a very poignant commentary, because only 10 of the calls to action have actually been implemented out of the 94, and CBC has a great website called Beyond 94, which I'm sure you're aware of, that tells the story about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and also identifies those calls which are in progress or have been completed, or have not been addressed.
I'm trying to get a mental picture of this. Once this wampum belt is completed or nearly completed, how large will it be?
It's going to be 51 feet long.
That's big. What are you going to do with it?
Well, it mounts on the wall as a continuous piece. It can also be broken up into various sections, because if you look at the calls, they address different areas of education, language, the child welfare, etc. So they can be broken down into smaller groupings based upon, a thematic exhibition, for example. So, or they could be put in a very, very large space, like a hallway, for example, to remind individuals just of the extent of the calls to action.
Now, it's my understanding that the public can get involved in this as well. How can they do that?
Well, the public, we will be doing a public workshop, and that's going to be on Friday, and I believe it's at 10 a.m.
And that's going to be on campus?
Yes, it's going to be in the Armories Gallery at 37 University Avenue East in Windsor, part of the University, the School of Social, School of Creative Arts.
Understood. The old Tilston Armories downtown.
Again, anybody's welcome to come down. And, you know, if they want to just complete, for example, write out one of the calls to action on vellum, and that's as far as they get, that's fine too. If they want to participate further in developing each of the panels, that will be, they're welcome to do that as well.
What are you hoping that everybody involved takes away from all of this?
Well, I'm hoping that people take away the current state of the calls to action, what they actually are. And I think by writing out the call and discussing it as a round table group, as we're working on the belt itself, that will provide us with a deeper understanding of the relationship between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people and the need for this reparative act and this healing.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good to talk to you.
Okay, great, Tony. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That is Barry Ace. He's the artist in residence at the University of Windsor. The Truth and Reconciliation Wampum Belt Project will be on display all next week.